You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Apple is finally making it easier to repair your own phone. As of early next year, Apple customers in the U.S. will be able to access repair manuals for iPhone 12 and iPhone 13 devices. Mac computers with M1 chips will come next, and other countries will gain access to the program throughout 2022. You'll also be able to order from a selection of more than 200 parts and tools from a new self-service repair store, covering common repairs like replacing the iPhone display, battery, and camera. And if you send back the used part for recycling, you'll get credit toward the repair purchase. You can't really overstate how big of a reversal this is for Apple, a longtime right-to-repair boogeyman. The company has fought legislation and regulation every step of the way, claiming that letting consumers fix their own devices would endanger both their safety and security. Right-to-repair advocates don't see the self-service repair store as a total victory, and a few nagging questions remain about how it will play out in practice. Meanwhile, controversy-riddled social media company Meta is revealing another future VR prototype. This time, it's a haptic glove designed to give the wearer sensations that mimic the weight and feel of real objects when they are handled in virtual space. Slip on this glove, and you can be convinced you're holding the real thing, or something close to it, even when the object is entirely digital. While it may not be able to replicate every sensation you would get in the real world, that exact recreation of the real world may not be necessary to have a natural and intuitive experience in VR. And employees at Activision Blizzard walked out Tuesday to call for CEO Bobby Kotick's resignation. The protest followed a disturbing Wall Street Journal report earlier the same day about Kotick's handling of sexual misconduct allegations at the company. The action came together quickly on Tuesday, with more than 150 people gathered outside Activision Blizzard's headquarters in Irvine, California. Additional employees joined the protest remotely by stopping their work for the day. This is the second employee walkout this year in response to allegations of discrimination and misconduct at Activision Blizzard. The first occurred in July, after California's Department of Fair Employment and Housing filed an explosive 29-page lawsuit against the company. It alleged that women did not receive fair compensation and were unable to advance on par with male counterparts, but it also contained hair-raising allegations of abuse.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.